Huggy?
Matt,
You there?
yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, dude.
Yeah, I'm right here,
Waiting for you
dude.
all night.
No,
Welcome to the Matt and Huggy podcast, another edition. Hopefully we're not in a bar this time.
don't think we are.
Not in a bar?
No, I don't think we're in a bar. No, we're at home.
Okay. Tonight I will be firing up my marshmallow blueberry haze kush purple haze. Let me take a quite a bit.
Marshmallow. You drinking marshmallow beer?
Was weed, dude.
Oh.
A big
No, it
bong
wasn't.
hit.
No, you're not.
This did.
You really are? You're not.
Yes, I am. This is magic of radio and podcasting where things that are not seen can be real. Oh, wow, that's good stuff, dude.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
Man.
everything feels
Well,
all kind of weird right now.
I invited Applehead. Hopefully, he comes. I don't know. It feels like
I think you will. I think you will.
something's not right.
There he is.
I hear you. Yes. Right on time. Right on time.
I had trouble connecting.
Oh my gosh, you did?
Yeah, I don't know. It's this app is weird.
All right,
I have to
you're
touch. I
there.
have to hit it twice.
Yeah, I had to do
Yeah.
the same thing.
You know why? Because it was like tonight when you guys were texting, it was like with my Android phone, it comes up weird. Like it says
It's
no
your
subject,
phone.
and I have
It's
to,
just your
and I, yeah, and I
fucking
have to,
phone.
I know. I know. I'll get a new goddamn phone. I'll conform with
No,
all
you
you guys
won't.
on my goddamn Apple phone. I'm so tired of everybody yelling at me, dude.
Yeah.
So I can stop getting yelled at by everybody.
At least he's not on a flip phone anymore.
Yeah.
Don't
See?
doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. He
Brad.
might be.
No,
By the way, I have a new feature I wanted to premiere.
nice.
Would you eat it? And
Oh,
I will
God.
be giving you actual recipes from cookbooks, and they're horrifying. And I would want to know if you would eat them.
Okay.
Oh my.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, they're awful.
Is this
They're
like,
awful.
like a certain type of cookbook? Like,
Various cookbooks. I have like the four or five recipes I pulled, and they were just some various cookbooks, from over the years.
Okay. You have these
And
cookbooks.
no. Relax. Just
He's not listening. Are you
get in
listening to what he's
the
saying?
don't get in the weeds with this
Is it
one.
an old Hebrew recipe?
Oh
Yeah,
my God.
I was waiting for that.
Nope.
Yeah, an Irish cookbook. What's that, like 2 pages?
Potatoes,
Yeah.
more potatoes. Here's how you boil the potatoes.
Cabbage,
That's
potatoes.
I can't say anything about an Italian cookbook or just
No, you can't.
food's too
No.
good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
too
We lose by default on
That's true.
that. Yeah. Yep.
So Applehead was at a bar the other day, and I did not join him.
Yes, which did not surprise me. But I was surprised that Matt actually did text me back. So I did get an answer.
That's growth. That's something.
Yeah.
Dude, I never got a text last time from you. I checked my phone. There was no text.
I took a picture at a bar that doesn't give a shit about coronavirus.
Yeah,
And
you did.
I went to this bar, and Matt was right. They don't give a shit about coronavirus. There was a line to get in.
I told you,
Me and
dude. It's
my
crazy
buddy were
there,
like,
right?
we're not waiting in line. So there was like a back patio, and there was a dude standing at the door. And I was like, can we get in this way? He's like, no, you have to go around and get your handstand. And I was like, how about I give you $20 and you let us in? He's like, carry on. So I was like, see you later. All right. And
My God.
I love that. That trick works. That's great.
That is
yeah.
good. So,
And
what'd you think of the place?
I thought it was fucking awesome because nobody's wearing masks. I couldn't even get to the bar. It was so crowded. There's people who are
Dude.
not sitting down. People are standing up. It's like how bars were a year ago.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's a great bar, dude. I told you.
But they did have like a beer stand in the back where we actually could sit down on a chair, and there was like a girl serving beers like from a closet or something.
It was cash only, too.
Cash only, and that's fine. I was like, all right. And yeah, it was certainly interesting, that's for sure.
Was that a Thursday you went?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Saturday night. Oh.
So we went to like a bunch of places in Matt's neighborhood.
I looked for you. I went up to look for you at the brewery, and I didn't see any. I never had stepped foot in there, and I won't. And I have a problem with that brewery.
So. Yeah, because Matt texted me. I said we might be going to this brewery, and he's like, "Fuck that brewery."
Would you get thrown out of there? Did you get tossed out?
No.
I thought he was kidding.
Well, of course it's a long story because you probably got thrown out.
I did not get thrown out of the brew pub.
Why would you be mad at them then?
I don't like one of the owners in the brew pub.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
What don't you like about him? You don't have to mention any names, although that's always fun.
He's a dickbag.
He's a dick.
How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have
because he threw you out?
No. He's just not a person that I would want to give one wow. my sense to, even though the bar is in with all walking distance. And I will not.
Well, so what can you tell us what all the rage is about?
Oh my gosh, dude. Really?
Well, this is interesting.
You know him before before the bar opened?
I worked for him before the bar because they had another spot.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're peeling the layers back.
Hold on. See, now you're trying to get to it. What did he do, or what did I do?
What did you do for him?
I worked for him. I painted.
Oh, okay. I thought it was another bar he worked at. And you worked at the bar.
No, no.
Did he throw you out of his house? Would you do a shoddy job, and then he called you out on it?
No, I did it. Dude, I did a good job, and he was just like he thought that I didn't do a good job. Like, he was just really weird. It was weird.
Hey, man,
the whole situation was really weird.
I ran out of the regular stuff. I use watercolors. Is that okay?
Well, I met that guy that Come night, on. And I said my buddy lives around here, and I said Matt's name, and I said he's a painter. So if you need this place to be painted, I'm kidding.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't meet him. Honestly, we went there, and it was a wait. So we had to go somewhere else. We hit about four or five different bars.
Did he stiff you? Did he stiff you?
Did he stiff me?
Yeah.
No.
He just wasn't nice. He just wasn't nice.
Nah, he was out of control. Like, I mean, I never met anybody like that before.
Out of control.
Oh.
Out of control, dude.
Wow.
Like, I'll give you like a little glimpse into it.
Okay.
It was supposed to open, we'll say, I don't even know when it first opened up. We'll say it was supposed to open up in August, right?
Okay.
So I had to get in there, and I had to get all the work done, and I rushed and got it all done. And while I'm painting, and there's guys cutting wood, and there's dust flying everywhere, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Has to get done. Has to get done by this date. That's what I'm right. Well, dude, it doesn't open for 2 months later. And I was just like, if you just wait it would have been a lot better, and it would have been easier for me to do a better, I did a good job. Don't get me wrong, but he was just like, but it was that kind of, that was like part of one of the situations.
Okay.
So I don't really want to get call out people.
There's some bad paint between you guys, not blood, but bad paint between you guys.
Like nice. He said, I see brush strokes. And I was like, yeah, because I use the brush. And that's what you're supposed to use.
What if he said that?
On certain things.
And then you get the brush and just slap him across the face. You're like, did you see that brush? Yeah,
it was that kind of thing.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. I got it. So you have some cause for this disdain. I get it. That's fair enough.
Uh-huh. And this is the worst thing. At the very end, like every contractor in there got like a pre-year membership. Shirts, hoodies. He's like, here you go. And he gives me a hoodie or a shirt. He gave me a shirt. I didn't even look at it. And I get home and it's like a fucking woman's medium. I'm just like, you're just a dick. And I didn't get any. I didn't get I didn't get any membership. I gave him the best price because, you know, I thought they were, you know, just opening up and, you know, I could have charged by three times the amount which I charged, and I didn't.
Wow.
So I will never, ever, ever step foot in there.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, if I was in Matt's position, I would do the same.
So you're canceling him. I like it. You've canceled him in your life.
Yeah. And it's pretty tough to do, you know, for an alcoholic not to.
I was going to say, yeah, you're. Yeah, this is a big thing for you to do this.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To be honest, their beer was, it was all right. It wasn't great.
No, nah, it's not that good. It really isn't.
No, I mean, the one, it was a lager, but it was like an IPA.
Right.
It was labeled as a lager, but it tastes like an IPA. It wasn't good.
Okay. So there you go.
All right. Wow. That was an interesting story. Thanks for sharing.
No problem. Did you pick up any women at the other bar, Applehead?
Well, the bar that doesn't give a shit about coronavirus, yeah. It was like 80% dudes and like 20% women.
See, sometimes it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was mostly dudes.
So did you pick up a guy? Is that why you gave us those numbers? Is that why you gave us those numbers?
I'm like, where do I begin? yeah. And it seems like everybody knows everyone there, you know? I'm sure everybody that like lives and works around there. So,
but it's a cool bar.
Yeah. I didn't have
to go in there. When you walk into a bar, do you just see the fear in the bartender's eyes when they lock with you? Knowing that there are supplies about to run out.
He just puts beer on the bar and he's like, just take it, take it.
Lick it up, lick it up.
Yeah. Please.
Oh my God. They put the closed sign on the door.
See, I would have went out. This is what happened. I would have went out. We were doing a project at my house and finally got done and me and my wife were like, let's get something to eat. Let's go downtown. We go downtown, dude. Every restaurant downtown. So it was a beautiful night.
It was.
Everything was packed.
It was.
Try to get a seat. And we went to this other place.
Yeah.
We were sitting waiting and we're looking around. We're like, it's dirty in here. We just left and we're just like, screw it. Let's just go home. So we kind of got frustrated. We just kind of left.
Yeah, it was mob. So, and I will say, Matt's town is really nice. I never really like spent much time there. It's a nice town.
Yeah, it's a nice town. I would agree. It's always been. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And when it's nice out, I'm just mad that everybody has to go out anymore, right? When do people start going out all the time? They weren't going out pre-COVID. Nobody was really going out. You can go to the bar and you'd find a spot. Now it's like you can't even get a spot for an hour.
Mm.
But they have to open fully.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty much open fully. Did you go to any like the other bars, like a PJ's or anything like that?
Yeah, we went there.
Was it packed?
Actually, not really, because it was kind of towards the end of the night. And the bar that doesn't give a shit about coronavirus, they stay open until, what, 2? All the other places close early, like, I don't know, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
They stay open until 2.
And then, you know, our waitress was pretty cute at PJ's. And my buddy was chatting her up. And... He was like, are you going to the bar that doesn't give a shit about coronavirus? She's like, yeah. And she's super nice. We're like, we'll see you there. Do we see her at the bar that doesn't give a shit?
Dude, no.
She didn't give a shit, just like that bar didn't give a shit.
We're like, she's like, I'm totally not going there. I'm totally not going to that bar.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, when you think that your waitress likes you, she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like a stripper. It's the same thing. It's like they're there to get your money. That's all. They're there to be nice to get your money. That's it. It's no different.
No.
Mm. The nicer you are, the more money you have mine you get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I would have known that, I would give her a dollar.
Wow.
No, I always tip. You have to tip.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, no, you're clearly a good tipper. 20 to get in? Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm not standing in line. I mean, really, it was like 10 deep.
Like, that's a lot for the line.
Actually, probably even more.
And why was everybody getting their hand stamped? So there were 21?
I guess that's just what, like, the the doorman and the and they're like nobody's coming through the back door, but they have a guy that stands there.
Okay.
So I was just like, "Fuck it, I'll give him $20 and just let us in," and he did.
Was anybody playing pool?
Yeah, I think there was. Now that I didn't really pay much attention, but there is a pool table in the back, right?
Yeah, yeah, we always kind of fight over that pool table.
Yeah, I mean it's so crowded that you can't really. I mean, you can play pool, but it's
yeah. I'm saying pre COVID, you can go there and it wasn't that crowded, or it wouldn't be that crowded, or some nights it'd be real crowded. You know, it just depends.
I don't like when places are too crowded. I don't like that. I'm saying prior to COVID, I just you know, I don't like that. I don't like it's that freaks me out.
When it's too crowded?
Yeah, too crowded freaks me out. Freaks me out. I don't like too many people. I just don't.
Jeez.
I know. It's just my thing.
I'm kind of a hermit.
Yeah, I kind of am.
You're Kermit or Hermit?
My God, your other impression. Did you want to play Would You Eat It?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's. This one is it's Ham Loaf Superb. That's what it's called. And this was from a Betty Crocker holiday cookbook. Okay, here it is. The ingredients: ground ham, beef, lean pork, baked into a loaf using tomato juice, eggs, and quick cooking oats. On top is sliced cheese, and it's served on a bed of peas. That's ham loaf.
Just the name just sounds gross to me, right?
Yeah.
A ham loaf.
Would you eat it? Ground ham, beef, lean pork, baked into a loaf using tomato juice, eggs, and quick cooking oats. On top of it is sliced cheese, and it's on a bed of peas.
Oats, okay. like oatmeal?
Yeah, quick cooking oats.
What kind of cheese? What kind of sliced cheese?
They don't say.
Hey, man, can I pinch a loaf, man?
Yo, man, can I pinch a loaf?
I don't know. Like, it sounds not that bad.
You're not that.
Would I eat it? I would eat it.
Yeah. I figured you guys would.
Appealing, I mean,
dude, it's Betty Crocker. Like, you know, you said that, and I'm like, I would eat it. She was, you know, she knew what she was talking about.
Like something you'd find in, like, in a medieval, like, tavern or something.
Yeah, it does. Know? Yeah. Over it's a bed of peas.
Just loaf. Anything loaf is a little frightening. Next one is cream
eggs.
So, yes,
we would both eat it.
Okay. This one is creamed eggs and corned beef crust. Pie crust made with white bread and flaked corned beef filled with mushroom soup, cream, and hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, sounds like a fart, dude, doesn't it?
It just does, doesn't it?
Just imagine that fart. That's going to just smell so bad, dude.
Creamed eggs and a corned beef crust. Oh. Yeah.
It sounds like chip beef, right?
Yeah, like a sloppy like cream, show.
Like a cream of chip beef? No.
It's like cream chippy.
What is that? Cream chippy.
Yeah. Shit on a shingle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't eat that. That doesn't sound good to me.
I wouldn't eat that. Yes. Applehead, would you eat it?
I would try it. I don't know if I, you know. If you got really stoned beforehand.
Yeah, well, there you have. Then definitely, yeah. I mean, this might be a segment. We all get high and be like, I would eat that.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, I would. I would say
I think these last two are here we go. Bologna cake.
Happy birthday. I gave you a bologna cake.
It is layers of bologna with a mayo frosting and mustard drizzle. I can't even. It's so repugnant looking.
Can you eat this?
Yeah, would you eat that? Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It is so.
I'm gonna look it up. It's called bologna cake.
Bologna cake.
Happy birthday! I'm gonna say no to that.
Yeah,
one.
There's
I'm
gonna say no. To that one there's too. No
bologna mayonnaise and mustard drizzle.
Yeah.
So no, like who makes this? Like, who would actually like? Oh, I made you something.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask. I mean,
okay. It's like a real cake.
Yeah, it looks like a real cake. I told you.
No.
Look, you're coughing.
Oh my god. It looks like a birthday cake.
Exactly. It's layers of bologna. That's what I said.
And what's the other stuff on it?
Mayo frosting and mustard drizzle.
Oh no.
Sounds like a
I can't believe people would actually eat that.
Exactly.
It has I see one with olives on top of it too.
Oh.
All right, I'm in.
You had me at olive.
Good one. Yeah.
That's crazy. Disgusting. That's just disgusting. Okay.
It's a Finnish dish.
What does that mean? Finnish.
Yeah. Finnish.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so disgusting.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Dude. It's like really layered.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
It's like the weirdest thing I ever saw.
Rich crackers.
Yeah, the one I looked at had mayo frosting and mustard drizzle.
Yeah, you don't really have to do the drizzle part, dude. It's just I see the one with the drizzle in that too. I don't know. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, can you just imagine? Yeah, exactly. Bringing that. Okay, here we go. This one is really horrifying. Jellied bouillon with frankfurters. So what you do is you dissolve unflavored gelatin in hot beef broth in a pretty gelatin mold. Place diced celery, slices of hard-boiled eggs, and hot dogs in an eye-pleasing design. Pour beef jello into the mold. Chill until firm. Oh, my God.
Who the hell even thought of this one, man?
Another horrific dish. Jellied bouillon with frankfurters.
These have to be like dishes from the 50s. I see this. You know?
This looks like someone puked and like frozen.
Wait, what is it called? So I can look it up.
Dungeons and Dragons. And there was like a monster called like green ochre or like green slime.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
What is it called again?
Jellied bouillon with frankfurters.
Oh my god, I can't even spell this.
I figured you'd have some trouble.
Yeah. Shut up. B-O-U-I-L-L-O-N.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see it?
I got it.
Oh, god.
Yeah.
It's in a ring, right? Yeah. It's so...
Yeah, dude. It's so nasty looking.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember when in Aliens, when they found them all and they were like in those like larva and then they were trapped in that like goo? That's what those eggs look like, that larva that they were trapped in.
This is so nasty, dude.
I know, it's harm.
There's another one where the jelly's like clearer, but you can see like the head of the hot dog. Like in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the one I'm looking at. Yeah. It's like you can see the hot dog.
That is.
Yeah. It just looks like fingers.
That
dude.
Is so disgusting.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Dude. I thought so. I think I had one more, which I didn't get the Reuben chowder. It's like a chowder that I guess tastes like a Reuben. And it's from Better Homes and Gardens Soups and Stews Cookbook. That has canned corned beef. Oh my god, it looks like throw up. Just look up Reuben chowder. It is so mad. Because Reuben's pretty good. I mean, I would eat that as a sandwich. Yeah. But I've never thought of it like, gosh, I wish this was a soup. I've never said that. Yeah, look it up. Just look at what a Reuben chowder looks like. Wait, you see it?
Reuben chowder. It looks like somebody puked in a bowl.
Totally vile. Totally vile.
It looks like somebody puked in a bowl after eating the bologna cake.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like someone puked in someone's mouth, and then they puked it back out. It looks like it's been through several levels of vomiting.
Were there two naked girls with a cup involved in this?
Is it R-U-B-I-N?
R-E-U-B-E-N.
Yeah. Reuben Chowder. Didn't he win American Idol?
Yeah, Reuben Chowder.
Oh, my God.
Do you see it?
I'm looking. It takes me a while to type up stuff, dude.
It's all right. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, that looks pretty gross, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
Reuben Chowder.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd try it, though.
I might try it. Actually, it doesn't look that bad. I would eat it. I would eat that one.
I had a feeling you would.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I like gross stuff.
Would you eat it?
Thanks, Huggy. That was good. That was real good.
Yeah. There's a lot of disgusting foods and recipes I was looking at. I saw a salmon rice casserole. That highly offensive. That. And you know what it is too is that so many of the recipes that are bad are like jellied, or they're loaves. It's either there's some gelatinous mass or a loaf. Yeah.
Dude, and then you throw hot dogs in the middle of it.
Oh yeah, just not good. My buddy said that presentation is like 90% of the meal, dude.
I would agree with that.
You know, and then you get something like that, and you're just like, you're not going to eat it. It doesn't even look appetizing.
Well, here's one that I read. This one is, and I wasn't even going to use this one because it's called Crown Roast. So that's what it's called. And it's, you know what treat is? Do you remember what treat was?
No.
It's like that canned meat product.
It was called treat?
Like, yeah, T-R. Like yeah, so it's a, do you know what I'm talking about, Applehead?
Is it T-R-E-A-T?
T-R-E-E-T. And hold on, I'll tell you what's in it. It is a canned meat product similar to Spam.
Oh.
It's made with chicken and pork and has a more finely ground texture than Spam. More like bologna or vanilla sausage.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's pretty nasty.
Do they make that anymore?
It's a canned meat product. Oh yeah, they make it.
It's like Spam.
Yeah, it's like Spam. So it's a canned meat product. So it's covered with orange marmalade and baked. That's what it is.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's like you don't have much money and you're eating this shit. It was
you have great 1939. Breath.
Yeah, the article said I had 10 minutes and $5 to waste on you. Yeah, it's always in the same aisle as the Vienna sausages.
I got to look for it next time. I never even looked for it.
Treat? Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so disgusting. So it's like that. You know, what's that potted meat food product? It's like that.
Will you eat or have you eaten Spam?
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had it.
I've eaten Spam.
I think I did maybe when I was a kid, but probably that was probably the last time I ate it. I've eaten it.
Oh. I mean...
I like it. I like it. I think it's not bad. It's like, dude, we eat Scrapple. Come on.
I do like Scrapple.
And there you go. That's pretty nasty, too.
That really is.
Like out of all the nasty foods, I think that's pretty nasty. But I do like it.
Liver?
No. Tongue? No.
Oh, my God. I used to, and then I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it.
What about liverwurst?
Mm,
yeah, I used to eat liverwurst.
No.
Liverwurst with onions and mustard.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I liked it. I haven't had it in forever, but I would try it again.
Yeah, I mean, your breath smells for like 3 days. You're good.
Yeah, I finally meet like the woman of my dreams, and I just ate a liverwurst sandwich.
With onions. With raw onions on it. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I just, baby.
Like, put my hand over my mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's nasty. That is really, really nasty. Yeah, the treat. Oh, there's a treat light. So for those of you that are trying to save on calories.
Yeah, if you're on
yeah,
a diet.
Some light treat. Yeah.
Well, it also says which is better, Spam or treat? The Spam is made with ham and pork, and treat is made with less expensive than Spam. Treat has a less greasy texture than Spam, though. More like the bologna.
More like bologna. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the potted meat food product, that's the one that's, I think, the most disgusting. Because it's similar. Armor makes it. The good folks at Armor, they make that.
Armor. They make treat as
well. Yeah. Yes, they do. Exactly. And in it, the ingredients are in mechanically separated chicken, pork skin, partially defatted cook porty fatty tissue. I don't even know what I just said. Partially defatted cooked beef fatty tissue. And vinegar.
Sounds like you're talking dirty to some girl. Jesus. You whisper that in your ear.
Makes me not want to eat again, dude. You're just kind of making me lose my appetite, actually.
Dude, I mean, the Armor factory where they make all this shit. What the hell are they making? I'm surprised these things haven't like taken over the world and like, you know, grew like legs and arms. Started killing people.
The mechanically separated chicken part is broken. We need a new part to separate our mechanically separated meat.
Did you ever see how they make chicken nuggets? Like McDonald's chicken nuggets?
No.
It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like in a blender or something.
Oh my God.
It's like, what is in this? It's funny. I don't, you know, it's not like it's like chicken. It's like chemicals and I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, a hot dog.
I can't do hot dogs. I can't eat them anymore. I'm done with them. I'm too skeeved. I can't eat hot dogs. I haven't eaten hot dogs in years. I can't do it.
Wow.
I think it's just anything that looks that color in that shape, I can't do it.
How about regular like sausage?
Unless it's a jumbo.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a big sausage guy either. Like, I'm not. Like, kielbasa freak me out. Yeah, I just have a problem with it. I mean, there's like a chicken sausage that we've bought that I like. It's like an apple kind of chicken sausage, and I'll cut that up and like put it in an omelet or something. But that's it. That's about as far as I go. I can't.
You have to cut it up though. You can't have.
Oh,
it
I can't. No,
cylinder
I can't.
Shape.
No, no I
penis
can't.
Color.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Just can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I
like to take that whole thing and rub it around my mouth.
Slide it like, in. Oh, little slide it out.
Good stuff right here. Let's get a little more of that. Oh, is that mustard coming out? Nope.
Yeah. Mayonnaise frosting. No,
that's the mechanically
mustard drizzle.
That's the mechanically separated chicken.
It just sounds yummy. Hey, you guys have any mechanically separated chicken? That's really how I prefer my chicken. Mechanically separated.
Or fake band names?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huggy won last week.
Wait, the first band name Matt's going to say is Bologna Cake.
Bologna Cake.
That could be a band.
Oh, totally could be.
Okay, Huggy, you get to go first because you won last time.
Okay.
We'll say the first of three once again wins, right?
Sounds good.
Or whoever has the most wins at the end of the round. How's that? Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, Huggy, if I don't see you, I'm dead. Real or fake?
Real.
That is incorrect. That is a fake band name.
I thought that was a real name too.
Applehead. Next one is Crispy Ambulance.
I'm going to say that is a fake band name.
That is a real band name. You are incorrect as well.
Oh, shit.
Huggy, bowling for soup.
That's real.
That is correct. That is correct. That is a real,
I knew a
real
that.
Band name. I don't know if you guys knew that one or not. So, okay, here we go with the same thing. Next one, total earwax, Applehead.
I'm going to say that's a fake band.
That is correct. Total Earwax is a fake band name. We are tied 1-1.
The sound effect didn't match that.
I know.
That was, you got it wrong. That was a you got it wrong sound.
I know.
Yeah.
Huggy, the next one is Let's Eat Grandma.
Real.
That is correct. That is a real band name. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have you heard of that one before?
No.
Okay. Applehead, use the ballpoint pen.
That is a fake pen.
That is correct. 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have two.
Yeah,
two. Sorry. Huggy, your turn?
Yeah.
I can't remember if I said that one or not. Okay. Mammoth Weed Wizard Booster.
Fake.
That's real. That's real. Real.
Mm.
Sorry. I might have said it wrong.
Stupid Applehead? Fucking name.
Applehead? Earwig Robot.
I'm going to say that is a real name.
Incorrect. That's fake.
God.
Huggy?
Yeah.
Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
I'm going to say real.
That is correct. Huggy, you win. There we go.
Well, you could give him a tiebreaker one.
Okay, I think it's a tiebreaker one?
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Let's Eat Grandma. You would think it would be like a death metal band or something like that. It's like two girls, and they're a British pop group.
Go figure. Yeah.
Applehead, Foreskin Soup.
I'm going to say that's a real band.
That is fake.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. There we go.
Another soup.
Bowling for soup.
That sounds like it's in Huggy's cookbook.
Well, there we go. There's another dish.
What's on the menu tonight?
2 weeks in a row, Huggy pulls it out. Congratulations, Huggy.
Damn.
How's it
you
feel?
Know, yeah, I kind of feel pretty good. Like,
you feel good about it?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for supporting me. And you know, I couldn't do it without people that are there for me. So thank you.
So you think bowling with soup was too easy because you guys heard of that one?
Well, honestly, and I mean this, and all the time you've been doing this, I mean, I think I've recognized maybe three band names, and I wasn't even 100% sure on any of them. Like, they might be real. Yeah, I mean, you've done a good job in picking out names I've never heard.
Okay, good. I don't even know how I get these names. I look up something, and then every time I look up, I get a different website, so I don't even know what the hell I'm typing in every week. So there we go. Good job.
Didn't Bowling for Soup have like a
minor? I feel like they did. Yeah. What just happened?
We just lost that.
We lost Applehead?
Yeah. It was funny.
He's like, I see here, he's gone.
He's gone. He's out of the picture. I think he could rejoin if he wanted to. We'll wait for him for a minute. So
I think he can. I think he can rejoin if he wanted. Yeah, okay. He totally could.
I try to call Crazy Carl, or I try to add him to the list because I know he's been kind of stalking us. My wife's like, "Who is this Crazy Carl? Yeah. And is he stalking you guys?" I was like, "Yeah, no, yeah.
I just got disconnected." You
know? Yeah, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we.
And now you're reconnected. It's fine. So you think he's been stalking us?
Well, I think he wants to talk to us, but he He doesn't drink anymore, so I'm not really in a rush to talk to him.
The one
reason we talked to you is because you were just a degenerate alcoholic. I mean, that was really why we talked to you.
So you're saying it won't be fun anymore?
Well, I mean, I think it'd be fun to talk to him maybe once sober and just see what that's like.
Well, he probably still does. Think... You don't think he talks like that anymore?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some permanent damage that's been done. Yeah, okay. Probably. Yeah.
What if he was like, hello, Matt Huggy? It's
yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. Hey, like, guys, how have you been?
Yeah. At Harvard University.
Yeah.
Have we spoken before?
He wouldn't even remember us. Yeah. So you tried to call him?
No, I just put him on the Apple, or the, I'm not the Apple, the Anchor podcast. But
can you call?
No, I can't.
I think you have to send an invite, right, Matt?
I did send an invite, but I don't know.
Join.
We're counting on him to do a lot, so
yeah.
That might be part of the problem. You know what we'll do is we'll send him a message
explaining
to him what he needs to do.
Okay.
How about if we do that? I think we'll explain it to him, and then so we'll try to have him on next week.
Okay.
We'll explain him what he needs to do. Just accept the invitation, and you know, maybe we can go there. We'll do that. Drinking
because who the hell knows where he'd be right now? You know, there would have been some steps that he fell down or another.
Falling.
Do you think we add it to his alcoholism by telling him?
Yes. Yes.
That we liked him better when he was drinking.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes,
we were
enablers. We enabled him.
Shit.
Yes.
So terrible. That's why he wants to talk to us, dude. He's, you know, he's like, maybe he's in the 12-step program.
Yeah.
And he's only at step
one of them. Like
he's at step 11, and then he starts drinking again once you guys connect with him.
Yeah. Get rid of your demons.
Can you imagine?
You trigger him.
Can you imagine how bad his shakes must have been?
You know, you like that's like one of the you can't die from heroin, right? Like quitting heroin, you could die from quitting alcohol if you don't throw it right.
Yeah, you know? That's right. I've heard that.
So if you quit drinking,
Applehead's taking notes. Can you say it again, slower, Matt?
If you drink every day and you're like a hardcore alcoholic, you have to wean yourself off.
You just can't
quit the next day.
No.
Wasn't it the same thing with heroin? Don't you go through like horrible withdrawal?
No, I don't think you could die from heroin. I mean, I think it's bad. Yeah, you're withdrawing shakes and sweat.
You're quitting heroin.
I think it's horrible. Yes. But you can't die. You won't die from it. I mean, it'll be horrible. It's horrible withdrawal syndromes, but you don't die. With alcoholism, you could actually die.
If you have a bottle of wine a day, you could quit that.
Yeah,
that's not.
Yeah, he's talking about liquor.
If you're drinking,
you know.
That's what I thought.
You know, vodka every day or bottle Jack Daniels. I mean, even
if you're completely loaded every day and you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is drink. You might have a problem.
You might have a problem. Yeah.
You get a bowl of cereal instead of milk, you put some Guinness in it.
Yeah. You might have a problem.
Yeah. You might have a problem. Yeah, I would say that's
potentially I'm actually sober tonight. I am not drinking.
I haven't had an edible tonight. So
I ran into a friend and I was telling him that, you know, I do a podcast. So he's like, what is it? I'll look it up. So he pulled his phone out and he found it on Spotify. He's like, I'll give it a listen. The next time I saw him, he's like, are those guys drunk? I said, yeah, Matt probably was. Hell, you might have eaten edible.
When was that? From the last
did he
podcast
like it?
We did?
Did he like it?
It was, well, I don't know exactly which one he listened to, but it was fair. It had to be fairly recent. It was probably within the past month.
Okay.
Did he like it?
He didn't say. He just had this look on his face like he was confused or something.
Oh, that sounds about right. I would say that sounds like what we were going for.
Yeah, he just was like, confusion. Yeah.
Were those guys drunk? Okay, they weren't. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to go. Okay, it was nice seeing you again. Was it like that?
No, I mean, he was like, he might be a stoner too, to be honest with you. I don't really know him that well, but he might be, he's like super laid back. And I don't know. And he, you know, I don't know. He might be a stoner.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
You would think he would be yeah. This would be perfect for him.
No, he didn't say anything bad about it.
We're right at his intelligence level.
He was just like cool, you know.
By the way, I was sitting in horrible traffic tonight, and that's when I thought of the first bit, would you eat it? And then something else occurred to me, too. Death by sex. Hmm. So people that died, and there was a sexual component to their death.
Michael Hutchins.
I wonder, what's that? Yeah, that's right. Hmm. That's a good example. This guy, Japanese man, named Joji, was found dead 6 months. It took 6 months they found him after his 13,000-pound stash of porn magazines fell on him. These poor cleaners who had to basically clean up his neglected apartment found that it was just filled with dirty magazines. Wow. So he was killed by his,
if he only got a computer and just went on like Pornhub, he'd still be alive.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, wait. Hold on real quick. Yeah. Appleheads and Pornhub. Me and my wife were at a bar on Sunday and, there was a girl. And my wife's like, did you see that sweatshirt she's wearing? I'm like, no. Nah. She's like, when you go to the bathroom, check it out. So I come back and I'm like, it says freaking Pornhub on it. And she's my wife's laughing. Mm-hmm. She's like, I want one of those. I was like, you want a porn? Really? Hub? You want a porn sweatshirt? She's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God. But I thought that was pretty funny that I saw.
Yeah, it's like a cult. Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, like, oh my God. Was this girl that was wearing it? Was she hot?
Nah, she was a little overweight. She wasn't that attractive. Classic.
I was going to say, maybe she works. Frumpy. Maybe she could be like, you know.
She could. You never know, dude. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, Huggy, back to your story with a Russian man.
No. So a Russian man died in 2009 after completing a 12-hour orgy with female friends. They had bet him $4,000 he couldn't keep going for half a day. So minutes after he completed the bet, Sergei Tuganov died of a heart attack, which had been caused by the huge quantity of Viagra he had guzzled to prepare him for the task.
Yeah, that's your own fault. Like his dick just explodes. There's so much Viagra.
Yeah.
He's like,
well, you know what? It wouldn't be a bad way to go.
Yeah, you know what? He probably was like smiling and like.
Yeah. Not a bad way to go.
Here's another interesting one. A trainee doctor, Zhang Gang, died of a heart attack in 2011. After overexerting himself while producing a sample at a sperm bank.
Jeez.
He was 23, pronounced dead. He had spent 2 hours in a booth, having already visited four times that
week. How many times?
Four times that week.
Oh. I died now.
You're 23 years old.
I die now. It's so ignorant. You 23, I know. Sad. Yeah. Wasted life.
It was a waste of life.
Like, what do you write in the obituary? Yeah. You can't say he died when he was beaten off at a sperm bank, can we? No, I don't think we can.
Did he finish? And then, like, you know, the nurse comes in and, like, collects a sample off of his chest. That's terrible. God.
His premature death.
Yeah.
I should say that, though, right?
This is a good one. A sick neo-Nazi role-playing session ended in tragedy after 38-year-old Simon Burley died when a sex game with his lover, Elizabeth Hallam, went wrong. The hanging enthusiast had a noose fitted around his neck while his lover played the part of a Nazi executioner and hanged him as part of the game they were playing. Unfortunately, the knife she planned to cut him down with was blunt, and he was left to suffocate to death.
He's like, are you serious?
Well, that's what you get. You know what?
Yeah.
Right?
It was a bitch.
Yeah.
Those damn Nazis.
Yeah. So there you
Nazis
go.
Fucking shit up again.
Yep. I really do feel bad for the guy
whose
collection fell on.
I mean, what did he really have? Like, was there VHS tapes or like?
Yeah, it sounds like it was all magazines.
It says 13,000 pounds of magazines.
Like, are you ever going to go back and revisit, like, you know, oh, this is June of 1997. Like, look at this. Like, you know.
I just, and like, was he there? And was he saying to himself, like, I'm going to die. I'm dying. And there's, I'm, my porn magazines have killed
flesh
me. Like, I just can't imagine.
His
I just can't imagine.
Flesh must have rotted into those porn magazines, too.
And then he's probably naked.
Yes. 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 I die.
I die.
Well,
it's funny. They all announce it before they die. They just say it. I die.
So what did you say about the guy?
I die now.
Yeah.
It sounds like the girl trying to cut the rope down with a butter knife.
Oh my gosh. So this is what you think of when you're stuck in traffic, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to, I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's think of some crazy ideas, you know, stuff we haven't done
before. Well, if I can follow up
and that it,
on the the girl that I matched with on Tinder, and she asked me if I was in a race plan, and I didn't know what it was. So the way it ended, I just said, honestly, I said, I've never heard of it, and I didn't even know it was a thing. And then she deleted. It had to be bullshit. So it had to be a fake, you know, scammer or something like that.
So that was it?
Oh, that's right.
So that was it. And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, what the hell am I? Like, I was kind of doing it for the show.
Right.
Since it was happening right as we were doing the podcast. But I think somebody was trying to, like, I wouldn't be surprised if someone's trying to, like, set people up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, who I've never heard of that. So
people do that stuff, though.
Yeah.
They set you up.
So,
yeah.
I'm glad that was the outcome.
Well, yeah, me too.
There's no way in hell that was real.
We don't need you to get set up and get thrown off that jail because you're doing a bit for us.
No.
And we would laugh. Yeah.
That would be funny. I mean,
like,
it would be funny.
From Applehead? It's been several weeks.
He must have got crushed by his porn collection. He got electrocuted from his computer.
I just worry about you with underage. Well, that's really what I'm worried about.
No, 30, dude. 30. 30 is a good age.
I'm teasing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
30? Like, 30, yeah. 30. But, like, no, it's not. That's
no,
too
babe,
young
that's
for him.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You need like, minimum. Or 35 is his. It's
no, I mean,
no younger.
30 is perfect.
It isn't. You're not going to be able to. What are you going to have in common?
Who cares?
Nothing. Yeah. That's what I'm. But you're not going to meet anybody. If you're setting those as your numbers, you're not meeting anybody.
Well, if it happens, it happens. It's not like, 30, they're ready to, they're starting to think, it's time to settle down.
Yeah.
But they're still,
and then you show up. Yeah,
they're out of their 20s. They're
Captain Solid right there. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm not. Listen, you have achieved some good things in your life. You've done some good stuff. You're a legend. I'm just saying that. 30 for like a girlfriend. Yeah, you want to hook up.
But girls
fine.
In their 30s are
but
not
30 for a girlfriend.
Kind of past the point. Girls in their early 20s, they're playing the field. But as they start to get into their late 20s and early 30s, they're looking for something more serious.
Yeah, I would agree.
But you're then you'd be 20 years older than me. Like, I'm 28,
she
like
would be 2 years older than me.
Oh my god.
I just think that your option, you've narrowed your options a little bit. You just want perfection. You want a girl that is smart.
You want a girl with a long jacket. Bump. Bump by the lump.
Wealthy doesn't care. I don't care what she does for a living. I don't care if she's rich or
well, poor. You.
Okay.
That's true. That's the one probably not shallow thing about
But most
you.
Guys
yeah,
don't care
I guess so.
If the girl works at Starbucks or if she's like a senior partner at the law firm. If she's hot, young, available, that's all we care about.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, whether you're looking for short term or long term.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Short term or long term.
You'll be good.
Me love you short term. Me love you long term.
Here we go.
Look, the only thing I care about is if I can go out on a Sunday with my girl, we can go watch an Eagles game and have fun. You know, that's a big plus. And if you can go out with no drama and just have a good time, like she's cool. That's a huge, huge thing.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. You'll be fine.
You know?
Okay.
Look, Matt, you still go out.
Wow, with that was.
And you guys still have a good time, right? You guys get along. Yeah. See? And Matt's.
Yeah, Matt's always they've always been that way. Yeah,
you gotta,
that's
you
good. That's good. But you know, not everyone falls into that. You know, Matt, man, that's not everybody has
common
that.
Ground. You know, you have a good time. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You have to build that up though. Over time, it's not just like okay, first day. Oh my God, we're so compatible. Everything's great. You know.
She's not difficult. You don't argue. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a huge plus.
I don't argue. Everybody argues.
No, I'm saying like just in general. You know, if I met a girl tomorrow and, you know, as long as we're not arguing butt heads and she's being difficult all the time, then that's a big plus.
I mean, I witnessed Matt break a phone after fighting his wife at work. I witnessed him destroy a phone. It's not an easy thing to do. Like you destroyed
I have
a phone,
issues, dude.
And I think you regretted it afterwards. You were like, "Whoa!" And I don't know. You tried to hide the phone. I don't know what you tried to do.
Is that a broken phone? No, no. Wait, like, what are those pieces of broken phone over? Nothing.
It was pretty funny once you realized, like, "Oh my God, I just broke a phone." Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's not an easy thing to do.
It was ups and downs.
You broke a phone.
Oh my God.
It was a big phone.
Is it the studio line?
No, it was like a person's desk phone. Like phone. I think he broke
we'll
the receiver. Didn't you break the receiver? When you slammed the receiver down, I think what you broke was the receiver.
Oh my God.
Like it literally shattered.
Anyway, how about those Phils, dude? How about those Phils?
They're
doing pretty
that.
Good right now. They're on a losing streak.
I never saw anyone break a phone.
You saw me break it. Yeah.
So I'm saying, until I met you, I've been around a lot of phones in my life. Never saw anyone break any.
Okay.
Phone breaker.
The phone deserved it. The words that were coming from the other end were not the words I wanted to hear. So the phone needed to be broken.
Not the words I wanted to hear.
I did not like that phone.
That'd be a good name for a metal song. Phone breaker. Phone breaker.
Smash that phone. Smash it.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
that's
let's
good.
Wrap this up.
That's good. Yeah, I think This is a mildly entertaining episode of the Matt and Always Good Athlete
Podcast. Appreciate it.
everyone. Get some bologna cake. Well, enjoy.
Eat hot up. Dogs in it. A little mustard on top.
Yeah. Mustard drizzle.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. That's the key. That's the key. It seals in the flavor.
Mm. Right there.
Yes.
God, your mustard looks so pretty.
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right,
thanks, guys. Want me to outro with a song?
Yeah, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Want me to outro with a song?
Yeah.
Please, right, please.
Just buy me a
You got some. Here.
Oh, my God. He's like, you want me to outro?
Okay. Let
me
buy this
one. And we're going to replace the lyrics. We're going to replace the lyrics. Instead of ball breaker, it's phone breaker. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
This is for Matt and his the old. I don't know. Was it in the studio, or was it?
I believe it was in the. No, it was on the. It was on the first floor, and it was in the
business.
You know, yeah, where the office area was. Yeah, business.
Phone Breaker by AC/DC.
Yep, sounds like me.
Is Matt walking towards the phone? Matt's all pissed off.
Yeah, that's why I guess
we'll switch to the chorus.
I die now.
Congrats, is a good song. Bone breaker.
Okay, gentlemen.
Yes. Thanks. Classic.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.